checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has taken some steps to adjust their plans to interact with consumers during this time of social distancing and other concerns regarding the coronavirus. Heather, tell us a little bit about what the Beef Council is doing and the beef industry is doing in regards to better interacting with the consumer during this this pandemic time.
We have adjusted our marketing programs quickly to reflect a consumer and supply system that is rapidly changing, it seems, day to day. But a couple of key steps we have taken include reallocating promotional dollars from sports marketing efforts to YouTube and Google search advertising to focus in on beef's healthfulness. We want to remind people about how healthy beef is and to share recipe and cooking tips with Oklahoma consumers. While the supply issues have been considerable, we're also working through our social media to reassure consumers that our beef farmers and ranchers are continuing to raise beef for their dinner table, that ag doesn't stop. Another step we have taken is to develop an update page on our website at oklabeef.org/updates that shares batch cooking tips, cooking resources, and agriculture-focused activities for children at home. We know parents are looking for activities, and we want to provide them. We're also in the process of developing videos for digital media, highlighting multiple meals with a single preparation. We hope to have the first one out this week, but ultimately, we want to help make meal preparation as stress-free as possible for consumers by giving them ideas and recipes. On the food service front, we want to help our restaurants in Oklahoma by promoting the campaign Keep Calm, Carry Out through social media. The Oklahoma Restaurant Association has a new website, carryoutok.com, featuring restaurants that are doing carryout. And so we put our own beef spin on some of the media. Overall, our social media has been highlighting comfort food recipes, batch cooking, and how-to guides for freezing beef. We were a little amazed at how many video views a simple video on freezing beef has achieved. The bottom line is we are all in this together, Ron, and we are stepping up as a Beef Council to show how our state's cattle producers are committed to not only providing a great, healthy beef product, but helpful information that will deliver a great beef eating experience every time.
Thanks, Heather. For more information, as Heather has mentioned, you can go to oklabeef.org. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.